This is the No BS Coaching Advice Podcast, episode 172. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Welcome to another episode. Welcome to another show. Oh, we're going to have a good time today. And here we are still in the midst of the coronavirus. Let's try that again. Here we are still in the midst of the coronavirus crisis. And captive in our homes, hiding away, figuring out what am I going to do next? After all, I have all this leisure time. Not, I know I don't. And I'll just simply say, a friend of mine mentioned something to me over the weekend that I thought was very helpful for me. And, you know, I've been in my house now for several weeks. My wife briefly had a fever, and we were quite nervous because, frankly, she was supposed to have open heart surgery this coming Thursday. We've postponed it, but the idea of someone with heart issues needing surgery and now having a fever, boy, I know it set me back, and I know it did for her as well. So my friend mentioned something to me that was helpful, and it's the idea of the three-foot rule in rock climbing. When you're about to climb up a wall, you don't think about that entire distance that you have to go, right? You just focus on the next 3 feet, and you try and conquer that and move to the next 3 feet after that. Folks, while we're all going through this, let's just put one foot in front of the other, focus on those next 3 feet, and not worry about anything else, okay? Feeling worried? I know it seems like every news and cable show out there is trying to get us to worry, to be critical of this person or that person, but the real dominant feeling that I notice I feel when I watch the news is worry. What's going to happen next? Oh, this is going to be horrible. You know, how many 100,000 people are going to die? And worry doesn't really accomplish anything. But once I can strip out the feeling of worry, I can start looking at the present, which is really where I need to be. Because after all, when you think about that first segment I did, it's about staying in the present moment. When I worry, I'm thinking about the future. I'm not in the present. And if I'm going to move forward, I have to move 3 feet at a time. Small distances, take small actions to move ahead. Isn't that true of you too? So now that we feel agitated, now that we're frightened, what happens next? For many people, they lash out, and others respond and are quick to take the bait. They don't read what's behind the signal there. I know I struggle with that, and just respond to the immediate provocation. When I slow down and I just allow myself to be in the moment, I'm less hasty with taking that bait. And I can be more relaxed and calm about things and not rise up to the provocation. I put provocation in air quotes because it really isn't. It's someone looking to connect with people who agree with them. It's someone looking to, well, to feel something that allows them to be safe. Isn't that what we all do? So that's today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, subscribe in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to the show. Just subscribe so you can get downloads whenever I release a new episode. Each show contains bite-sized morsels of advice just like today's. I hope you enjoyed it, and I do hope you subscribe. And if you're interested in one-on-one coaching, visit nobscoachingadvice.com. You can schedule time for a free discovery call or go right into coaching. I'd love to help you. And if you're interested but not quite sure where to start, take the online assessment available at thebiggamehunter.us/success. It will give you a few ideas, and it can be a launch point for our work together. In the meantime, I hope you have a great day, and take care.